Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Georgia Donovan is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She is, as you know, an author and an outstanding speaker. She's also a fashion consultant. She is the clothes doctor, and she's the only thing as good as she is, though, folks, she's given up on me. She's realized that I'm a lost cause when it comes to making me look good. But she is our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Georgia Donovan, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks. Great to be back.
It's good to have you back. And by the way, Georgia, I'm not mad at you for giving up on me. I mean, I understand.
I'm happy about that. I always want to be back and be your guest.
Georgia, what about one of the things that you always do a good job of that I really like having you on the show for, besides the fact that you're a really cool lady, is your ability to make sure that when we walk into the marketplace, when we enter a room or a presentation or a mixer or have lunch with somebody or whatever, that we pay attention to the way we make an impression, the way we look, the way we act, the way we behave, maybe even which fork we pick up. Sometimes you even help us with that a little bit. But today you've got on your mind self-confidence. Now, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, everybody wants to be successful in business and what I call a class act. But there are some fundamentals that you need to put in place as a person, which is the foundation of the person, the business person you want to have to build upon. Mm-hmm. And the cornerstone of all of this foundation is self-confidence. Confidence to me is nothing more than just having trust and faith, but knowing about yourself, knowing that you can accomplish anything, whether it's getting a new client, starting a new business, or just running a successful meeting. Self-confidence is the key word today.
Well, everybody wants self-confidence, but a lot of people have too much self-confidence. It's almost like they have more self-confidence than they deserve to have. they think they're more self-confident than they really probably have a right to be. And then there are people who have the goods. They have the background. They have the experience. They have the knowledge. But they don't demonstrate self-confidence. So it can be a mercurial, elusive thing, can it?
Well, the thing is, I think what's confusing here is self-confidence with an inflated ego.
That's
really weird.
Or a deflated ego.
Or a deflated ego with low self-esteem,
yeah.
Having no self-esteem. I mean, both of these are like a dichotomy. If you have the big one, which is the inflated ego, and you really turn people off, if you have no self-esteem or low self-esteem, you're really turning yourself off and putting yourself down. So
well,
self-confidence is really the middle of the road.
Yeah, but Georgia, and I'm gonna talk about genders a little bit here. I have seen this. The examples I'm gonna give, I've seen several times. I've seen men who don't have as much critical mass as they need demonstrate a little bit of either they felt self-confident or they demonstrated it, and they were able to pull it off. And I've seen women who were loaded up with critical mass, but because they didn't feel self-confident, they failed.
Absolutely.
And that's unfortunate, especially for anyone who doesn't feel self-confident when they have the ability. And how many times have you walked out of a meeting and you'd say to somebody, why didn't you say something? You know this.
Exactly. This is your subject. Or why didn't you just speak up? Or
right.
Even when someone is giving wrong information to a customer or a client and you're with this person, and when you walk out the room and think, well, why didn't I say something? Or someone would say to you, hey, how come you didn't speak up or speak
right.
to the issue? You know?
How do we build self-confidence?
Self-confidence is really easy to build. It really is. It's not. There's no magic formula. There is no panacea. How you build it is, it's really like a four-part piece. The first thing is you have to be physically fit. No one who is not physically fit is not self-confident.
Really?
Really. Because physical fitness is the most important thing. If you look good and you feel good, your confidence level immediately is elevated.
So you think that 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 how our physical appearances contributes to our self-confidence.
Absolutely. Having a regular regimen of exercise and eating properly and doing things that put your body into some kind of shape and focus and motion adds to self-confidence. One of the most important things, now people always, and your listening audience is no different, every audience I've given talks to have said, when you talk about exercise, you hear the groan. And I don't necessarily mean going out, working out with a jock as a health club.
Right.
Just put a little movement in your life and you'll get exercise. For example, when I go to a shopping mall, which I do a lot with my business, I park the furthest I can from the entrance. So that at least if I'm going to be walking around in a mall, I get a little bit of extra exercise in the fresh air by walking an extra distance.
And you know there's another advantage to that. You don't get as many door dings either that way.
Well, that's true, too. But, you know, you have to, women especially, have to be cautious about where you're going.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right about that.
You know, yeah. and the time of day is really
exactly.
of the essence.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's one
but
of the ways.
But you're saying take opportunities to build a little exercise into your routine.
Right, take the stairs instead of the elevator.
Yeah.
How many buildings you know have a one-level elevator? Go
right.
from floor one to floor two. Get out of the elevator and get into the stairs.
All right.
You know, those kinds of simple kinds of movement, doing some breathing every day. You know, when you go into a meeting, sometimes you feel very, you still get like palpitations or you feel a little, feel fluttery. What I do before I go anywhere into a meeting with a client, I take 5 minutes to myself and I do some what they call belly breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Just breathe from your stomach and just take a deep breath. Believe me, that will not only relax you, you'll also start to get the oxygen moving in
yeah,
your head.
Yeah, it gets the blood oxygenated, doesn't
right,
it?
Right, and you start to feel better.
And especially if you do a little, maybe do a little, you know, move your arms around a little bit, get a little exercise.
Right.
That helps. I actually do that as well. It gets my gets me loosened up a little bit.
Exactly. If you're sitting a lot mm-hmm. in your business, sitting a lot, get up and just move around for about 5 minutes. It doesn't have to be that you're going to do an exercise routine, but get up and walk a bit.
Well, part of this is good for your body, but it's also good for helping you look the part, too, right?
Absolutely.
So you're saying it's important not only that we act self-confident, you actually say that we can look self-confident. Is that right?
That's right, because becoming physically fit will help you feel good about yourself. And if you feel good about yourself, the next thing is that you're going to have confidence in yourself.
Mm-hmm. And it's a self-fulfilling prophecy because the more confident you look and act, the more confident people will treat you. Confidently they'll treat you. Which brings us to point three, which is what we're going to talk about when we come back after these messages. Georgia's got at least two more points that will help you to increase your self-confidence. 20 after. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Georgia. Georgia, the whole day through.
A little special music there for our good friend Georgia Donovan. Georgia,
just an old sweet song.
That's for you.
Oh, thanks, Jim.
That's one of my favorite songs.
Me
too. I knew when I heard your name, Georgia. I knew I was going to like you because your name is the title of a great Ray Charles song there. Georgia Donovan, ladies and gentlemen, she is the Clothes Doctor. Georgia, give us your website, please.
It's theclothesdoctor, all spelled out, .com.
And what do we find when we get there?
Oh, all of the things you need to know about me, all the seminars I do, the workshops, and how to buy my book, which is called The Survival Guide for the Over 40 Woman.
Ah. Now, would I benefit from that at all, Georgia? Could I benefit?
You?
I could?
Well, it talks a lot about grooming and fashion, and I'd say that, you know, if you have somebody that you would read it and maybe you could tell them about it.
Oh, okay. So I wouldn't find any grooming tips in there for myself?
No, it's only for women.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
it teaches us to replace.
Some people would say, though, any grooming for me would be good grooming. So, but it might give me some tips on buying clothes for the women in my life. Is that?
Well, that's true, too.
My
yes,
daughter and my wife and my sisters, things like that. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll have to check that out. And that's at theclothesdoctor.com. And so check that out when you get a chance, folks. And anything that Georgia has is top shelf. Georgia, tell us about the importance of trust in self-confidence.
One of the most important things today in business is the ability to have trust not only in yourself, but in the people that you do business with. As, of course, you know, the headlines are riddled with companies who with trust is almost like a foreign word. I mean, ethics in business is so important today. So if you can be the one that everyone knows is the most trustworthy, that when Jim says something, we know that he means it, he's sincere, and it's truthful. Mm-hmm. Truthfulness and trust are so very, very important.
And so, but how is that connected directly to self-confidence?
Well, if I have self-confidence, I know that I am a trustworthy and truthful person. I don't have any gray areas about, well, you know, I'm a little bit of a shady character. Shady characters are not self-confident. They are more flim-flam. But if I know that people can look upon me and say, I know him, he's the guy I can trust, that gives you an aura of confidence. That also, it enhances your self-confidence.
I had a meeting recently with a person I had not met. And before I went into the meeting, I found out that his associates who knew me had told him that I was trustworthy, so to speak. In words, not those words, obviously, but they had told him about how I worked with them, and that preceding me, you're right, that gave me some self-confidence.
Absolutely.
Knowing that he knew that about me really gave me some self-confidence.
You know, the other thing too, Jim, that I feel goes hand in glove with trust is accountability. We need to take responsibility for our actions. And this, of course, you can see in corporate America. Nobody takes responsibility for anything. And these people that have all been indicted, everybody was passing the buck to this one and mm-hmm. that one. But if you take accountability, if someone says, I'm going to give you the ball, or you're going to run with it, and that they know that you're going to take accountability for what you say and what you're going to deliver, that also enhances your own self-confidence mm-hmm. and the confidence that people have in you.
And you know what else? If you've done, doesn't it make you feel good and self-confident as well when you've done something for somebody without any expectation of anything in return?
Or any ulterior motive.
Exactly. And then the old everything that goes around comes around thing happens, and it turns out that you need them, and you've already cast that bread on the water. And so then you've already laid up a little goodwill there with this person. That gives
you
self-confidence.
Way, right.
That gives you self-confidence, doesn't it? And it makes you feel good that you got this goodwill coming back to you, even though when you established the goodwill, you didn't plan on this.
No, and the other thing is, when this is really quick, is that have your actions and your interactions show respect for others. Respect
yeah.
is a word that I cannot emphasize enough.
Well, and that's one of the ways that you build that goodwill, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It could be a small thing. It could, as you say, it could be respect. You know, something I'll point out here. This is a real important point to make when you're dealing with people that you think are subordinates. When you're working with a client or a customer, and you're dealing with a subordinate, a secretary or a receptionist or whoever, an assistant,
admin person, whatever,
something like that, and you think that they're subordinate, but the truth is they may be subordinate on the organizational chart, but they may be the person that makes the decision about your deal.
Exactly, they may be what we call the critical player.
It's important to be respectful for them and to help them have some self-confidence. Isn't that
Absolutely.
Also a good way to have self-confidence yourself, is to help others establish
Other people.
Self-confidence?
Absolutely. That's it in the nutshell.
Yeah. Well, you know, the more and more in the 21st century, Georgia, people are going to be working for their own accounts. They're not going to be insulated by major corporations. More and more, they're going to be out there on their own. And so we can't have corporate self-confidence. We need to have more individual self-confidence, don't we?
That's absolutely correct. You're
yeah.
right.
Because, you know, as you know, having worked in corporate America like I have, you could actually stand behind the corporate self-confidence, couldn't you?
You could, but now if you're out there on your own, you're under your own umbrella.
Yeah, no question. Give us your website one more time, Georgia.
It's thecloseddoctor.com.
Don't forget a new book, which is...
The Survival Guide for the Over 40 Woman.
Yeah, but not for me. Stand by. Georgia, thank you for being here.
My pleasure, Jim. And
always a pleasure. Georgia Donovan, ladies and gentlemen. Stand by, folks. I'll be right back. It's 29 After with our good friend Rosalind Glickman. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.